Hello, and welcome to the Divorced Dadvocate, divorce support for dads, where we help dads create a healthy and less traumatic divorce. My name is Jude Sandoval, and I'm your host. I created this podcast and the Divorced Dadvocate community as a result of my own high conflict divorce, and because you as a dad deserve all the resources necessary to thrive through this challenging time. I encourage you to check out our website at thedivorcedadvocate.com, where there are resources that correspond to this episode, as well as free access to our membership community, where you will find live meetings, free workshops and courses, private discussion groups, and more. And now on to this week's episode. Hello and welcome to the show. I am thrilled that you are here today, and we've got a great topic. Actually, not a great topic, but a very important topic. I guess all the topics are not necessarily quote unquote great, but a very pertinent topic. And that is how dads can cope with being served divorce papers. Since men are served more than 70% of the time, oftentimes I get guys that show up in group meetings or connect with me just in absolute shock. That may be you and the reason why you found this podcast. But we're going to talk through a few things that you can do today to overcome that initial shock and then proceed from there. But before we get going, I want to ask one favor. If you've listened to more than this podcast episode and more than one podcast, if you could do us a favor and give us a star rating on whatever podcast platform you are listening on, or if you could do us one step better, which is pause this for a moment and give us a review. That helps immensely, especially in other guys taking a look and reviewing different podcasts to get the support that they need. Your recommendation of the podcast helps us immensely. So if you could do that, I would really, really appreciate that. And the second thing I wanted to announce is to save the date, June 14th and 15th. We are having the Masculine Empowerment Network Summit here in Denver, Colorado, a one-day summit. Myself and seven other men that work specifically with men will be hosting this summit. It's going to be packed full of all kinds of phenomenal speakers and information and events going on in that day. So save the date, June 14th and 15th. The 15th is the day before Father's Day. We'll also be celebrating Father's Eve. So keep that in mind. We'll have more details coming up over the next about 8 to 12 weeks as we continue to refine all of the plans for those for that event. But it's going to be absolutely amazing. Yeah. So before we get rolling, let me also welcome Dave, Ed, and Scott to the Divorced Dadvocate community. If you are not part of the community yet, check out the website at thedivorcedadvocate.com. And get some help and resources that you deserve. There's anything from free to paid resources to personal coaching there. The divorce quiz is a phenomenal opportunity at finding out where you're at in the divorce process compared to others who have gone through it. There's also a blog post, membership site, and the app as well. So check it out at thedivorcedadvocate.com. Okay, divorce can definitely be devastating and emotionally challenged. That's for everything, definitely for fathers. And the shock of being served divorce papers can feel particularly overwhelming. In his book, Rebuilding After Your Relationship Ends, Dr. Bruce Fisher calls it being the dumpee. And I will highly recommend that book. I'm going to reference it here maybe throughout this podcast. It's called Rebuilding When Your Relationship Ends by Dr. Bruce Fisher. It is a phenomenal resource if you are just starting to go through your divorce. It will help you through many facets of it, some of which we are going to talk about today. Suddenly your world may seem like it's being turned upside down, leaving you feeling lost, uncertain about the future. It's definitely chaotic and uncertain. And as guys, we don't do well with chaos and uncertainty. We like linear. We like having a plan for moving forward. So it makes it even more challenging. And so while there's no denying that this is a difficult time, there are steps that you can take to mitigate the shock and begin to navigate the process of divorce with resilience and strength. The first one
I highly recommend is allowing yourself to feel. For a lot of guys, this may just start to become the first time that these overwhelming feelings are coming up, and there's just no way to stop them. Divorce being one of the most difficult and challenging things that you'll ever experience. Allow yourself to feel. It's natural to experience a range of emotions, especially when you're served papers and it might come out of the blue, or at least that initial the initial service of papers is out of the blue. You may have realized that there's challenges going on in your relationship, but shock, anger, sadness, fear, all of these, allow yourself to feel these emotions without any judgment. Bottling them up is only going to prolong the healing process. So find healthy outlets for your emotions, whether it's talking to a trusted friend or therapist, journaling, or engaging in physical activity. So allow it to come up, but find ways in which you can process these. If you listen back in some previous episodes, we talk about some strategies specifically about this, about journaling, about how to be mindful and how to put your emotions and your feelings that are happening into a box if you can't deal with them. I always had emotions coming up when it was the most inopportune time, like in the middle of work and I had a meeting and I just dropped my daughters or done the transition and feelings would come up. So it's an opportunity. If you haven't done any work around this, it's an opportunity for you to start to identify the emotions that are happening and allow them to come up if it's an appropriate time. Figure out ways to deal with them, whether that's journaling, whether that's meditation, whether that's physical activity, whatever it might be, and then just allow yourself to work through and have these feelings. It is going to be one of the most important things that you do, and it's why it's number one on my list. Number two is seek support. Absolutely, positively, do not go through this yourself. We as guys want to suck it up. We want to be men, but this is a time, like I said, it's going, and I don't have to tell you, it's one of the most difficult and challenging times. There is so much that goes on through this process. Do not do it alone. You don't have to go through it alone. Reach out to friends, family members, anybody who can provide you emotional support during this time. Consider joining a support group for men going through divorce. That's why we have the Divorce Advocate group on the website and the membership group. That's also why we have the group meetings when we get together and we talk about what we got going on. We talk about how we're feeling. We strategize around what we've got going on with our divorces. So there are, and I'll tell you guys, there are tens of thousands, if not millions of men going through this across the world. When I started this podcast and this community, thought it was going to be a local thing here, and that I might have a little practice, help men go through this. And the podcast has been listened to all across the world, 150 different countries, more than 150 different countries, I think, or maybe 130 different countries, 1,500 different cities. I just have calls all the time from men all across the world that are experiencing divorce. So you are not in this alone. You're going to be amazed at how many men are going through this or have gone through this. So tap into those resources and that knowledge, and most importantly, that support. Get engaged. If it's not a divorced men's group, you can get engaged and involved in a church group. You can get involved and engaged in a 12-step group. You can get involved, engaged in anything, but find the support that that you need to get through it. Don't try to suck it up. Don't try, as my good friend, and you've heard on like one of our early episodes, talked about, Brian Peters talked about former Mr. Universe who just shut himself up and just tried to suck it up through the years of his challenging divorce. Don't do it, guys. You deserve to get support. You deserve to be supported and encouraged. So get engaged and find somebody to, or an organization or a group that's going to help you through this. The next is focus on self-care. So this might seem contrary and to what you might want to do, which is I made this mistake, which is just pour myself into my kids and into being super dad and into fixing everything because I had so much guilt about this going on and that I was ruining my daughter's lives. And guilt is going to be the big one. You know, that first one was allow yourself to feel, and all the ones I talked about, anger and sadness and some of that, those are all part of going through the grieving process. So you're going to have guilt. You might have shame. That grieving process is really a big part of divorce. So if you're having all these different feelings and it feels like it's all over the place, that's okay. That's completely normal. That's part of the grieving process. And you're going to grieve multiple parts of this. So make sure to take care of yourself and make it a priority by getting enough sleep, by eating good food, by exercising regularly. Now, if you were like I was, you let a lot of this stuff slip or slide or go by the wayside during your family life, and it only made things more difficult when I was going through this difficult time. So engage in the activities that bring you joy and relaxation. It could be hiking in nature, practicing yoga, listening to music, maybe picking up music again and getting involved in that. But do things to make sure to take care of yourself. And remember the old adage of you've got to put the oxygen mask on yourself before you can put the oxygen mask on somebody else. So this is critical to you not only getting through this, but also to helping your kids get through this. And it's also going to model for them during a difficult and challenging time that you must take care of yourself in order to get through a difficult and challenging time. So focus on your self-care. The next is educate yourself. We talked about this a couple of weeks ago, but make sure to familiarize yourself with the divorce process and your rights and responsibilities. You are the coach of this divorce team. So the way I want you to think of it is, yep, you might have a quarterback, and that might be your divorce attorney who can explain the legal aspects of your situation and provide guidance on how to proceed. But you might also need a financial planner to help plan your future finances and how that's going to look based upon what your finances will potentially look like post-divorce. You may need a therapist or a divorce coach to help you mentally and emotionally work through all of this stuff. As the dumpy, as Bruce Fisher calls it, we are behind the eight ball mentally and emotionally when we are served papers. So when you might be thinking and looking at your ex or soon to be ex and saying, wow, it seems like she's fine, she's doing good. If she served you papers, the probability that she has been thinking about this for a much longer time than you have is almost 100% because she's been thinking about it, she's been planning, and then she's pulled the trigger on it. So she is way ahead of the eight ball on mentally and emotionally where she's at. So comparing yourself, and as the dumpy, you need to take some time to, I don't know if you'll catch up, but to just get up to where you need to be in order to get through this process. So just know that it's that's okay, but make sure to educate yourself. So part of that is getting into therapy or getting a coach that can help you mentally and emotionally through this. So you're going to build this team of people, and then it's a support group also. That's part of your team as well. And then you are going to be responsible for getting all this information together, consulting with all these people, and then you decide how you want to proceed, what process you want to go forward and how you want the outcome to be. Now, it might not come out that way, but you are the one that is driving this bus. That's why it's incredibly important. And I feel that every guy, and that's why we've built this community. It's why we create the resources to get you in touch with people like this. But I feel every dad should be working with a divorce coach because they can look at everything holistically, take all the information from the attorneys to the financial planners to the therapist to anybody else and help you to make a decision that is good for you and your family going forward. Because each of those individual ones is going to have their narrow idea and their view of what's happening and how you should go forward. But that doesn't always necessarily mean that their view is the right way to go. And your divorce attorney, the same thing. You are going to make the decision. They only know you a little bit. And that little bit is the hours that you're paying them to know you. So please don't think that they go home really worrying about you and staying up late at night, because they don't. Okay. It's not a knock on them. It's just that they can't. They have other clients. They have multiple clients, and this is what they get paid to do. They get paid to help you through that process. They know the legal process, but you need to educate yourself on everything. Very, very important. The next is prioritize communication if you can. This can be really beneficial going through this process if you can have effective communication with keeping lines of communication open with your soon-to-be ex. Now, if you can, now this doesn't always happen, right? If we've got an ex that isn't cooperative, or it's a high conflict situation, then you're going to just try to do your best. And that might be communicating through the attorneys, but focus on respectful and constructive dialogue as much as possible. And that is, as you're communicating with your attorney, might be communicating through something like Talking Parents or Our Family Wizard. If you can focus on being respectful and constructive, that it's a business transaction, if you will, and take some of that emotion out of it, it will be very, very beneficial. And remember, your children's well-being is the top priority. So if you can strive to co-parent amicably, that is great. If not, you strive to parallel parent as amicably as possible. If you don't know the difference between those, go back, check out one of the previous podcasts of what co-parenting versus parallel parenting is, and get up to speed on understanding what that is. That will help you, again, with that most mental, emotional part of separating and moving forward and having a different relational dynamic with your ex or soon-to-be ex. The next is consider counseling. I don't know that I need to say much more about this, but the divorce can definitely take a toll on your mental health, and getting professional counseling is very, very beneficial. I know that it's not always possible. Therapists are expensive, but if you can also get into, it's, like I said, a support group or a church group or something that can provide some sort of counseling around that, it's going to help you process your emotions, develop coping strategies, and really navigate the challenges of co-parenting and adjusting to life after divorce. Number seven is focus on the future. Now, this might, again, seem very difficult and challenging and counterintuitive, because you might be thinking back about everything that's happened and what happened and why it happened and all that. But there you do need to take time. And we do this in individual coaching when I'm coaching men about creating a vision and direction for your future. So while you might be working with a therapist, while you might be working on those emotions coming up, dealing with them, processing all of it, you also do need to be focused on the future. Your life is going to change. Whether you like it or not, it is going to change. It's going to be different. So, you know, it's natural to dwell on the past, but try to shift your focus to the future at least some of the time. Set goals for yourself and envision the life you want to create moving forward. Remember, the divorce is not an end, okay? It's not just an end, but a new beginning. And we talk about this often, calling it life 2.0. It's hard, I know, for you to imagine right now if you're in the middle of it. But if you get on some of our group calls and listen to some of the guys that are even just down the road, 6 months or a year, 2 to 3 years, you'd be amazed what they have to say. And so embrace the opportunity for personal growth and reinvention if you can. Okay. You can do it. I know that you can. I know you're stronger than you might even believe that you are, but this is absolutely an opportunity at life 2.0 in personal growth and reinvention for sure. The next and last one is stay positive. It's easy to feel overwhelmed by negative emotions, but try to maintain a positive outlook whenever possible. Now, look, I'm not one of those guys that's like, hey, just stay positive all the time, positive mindset, blah, blah, blah. That's complete BS, because we've got these emotions of sadness that come up, of fear that come up, of worry that come up. And we can't just positive ourselves away. We just can't mentally and emotionally drive through all this stuff. We got to let it come up. We got to find ways to process it. And then we need to do something with that. So, but it is possible for you to be able to take that and surround yourself with positivity, whether it's uplifting books or inspirational quotes or spending time with supportive people. Just remind yourself that you have the strength and resilience to overcome this challenging time. And if you don't, contact me and I will remind you. It's one of the things that we do all the time is we remind each other how strong we are in order to get through this. I promise you that you are strong enough to get through this and that you are one of the, if not the most important thing and most important thing in the possibilities for your kids having a healthy and functional adult life. Your involvement in their lives, you being part of their lives is absolutely positively critical. So I know a lot of you might be going through a high conflict divorce where parenting time is or has been taken away. It is the most awful, brutal thing that that I can say that I've experienced. And so if you're going through that, I'm sorry, but just keep fighting because there is absolutely positively every study and research shows that your involvement in your kids' life is the most important thing to them growing up to live healthy and functioning lives. So you are important to their lives. You're not going to hear this message probably on a PSA anywhere. It's not on billboards, definitely not in the media or on TV shows. You hear me say it every week. I'm going to keep saying it every week so that you know that you are incredibly important and to keep fighting for your kids and you're strong enough to do so. All right. So now while being served divorce papers can be shocking, it's a difficult experience. The majority of us have experienced that. It's important to remember, again, you're not alone. There's tens of thousands, if not millions of us dads that are going through this across the world right now. So allow yourself to feel, seek support, prioritize self-care, educate yourself, communicate as effectively as possible, or learn to be more effective in your communication. Get counsel, focus on the future, and stay positive. And you can navigate, and you can definitely navigate this divorce process with resilience and emerge stronger on the other side. Dads, thank you for listening today. I sincerely appreciate it. I hope to see you next week, and God bless.
To hear the rest of this episode and access the corresponding resources, visit thedivorcedadvocate.com and become a member of our community. It's free to join and will provide you with the resources you deserve as a divorced or divorcing dad. Thank you for listening. God bless, and I'll talk with you next week.